I'm just so glad we can get together again. God has allowed us this beautiful day to worship again. And so we're just going to praise and worship Him this morning. And amen. Get my papers right. Keep blowing away up here. I want to thank Jack for bringing up his wagon for us so that we have this. It's pretty nice here.
My sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remained. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, Your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with You. It's Your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with You. From my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom He faithfully bore. But He canceled my debt and He called me His friend. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, Your grace so free washes over me. You have made us new, now life begins with You. It's Your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with You. Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoices, though heaven had lost. Then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, we're free. Free forever, we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before You this morning, Lord, and we just thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to come. You granted us this beautiful morning, Lord, and we just want to praise and honor You today, Lord. I just thank You, Lord, for Your mercy and Your grace. Continue to bless our church. Continue to bless our people. Continue to heal them, Lord. I ask You to be with Connie this morning, Lord, just let her know that You're real and You love her, Lord, and You're right there with her. Lord, we just praise You. We believe in Your healing powers, Lord. Lord, I just praise You. I thank You in Jesus' name. I've heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. Amen. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
Maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here,
touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
You are here, turning lives around.
I worship you. I worship you.
You are here,
mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Here. Amen. He's here this morning.
Worship you.
Just lift up your voices.
You are here.
And just praise his holy name.
I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Amen. Just praise his holy name this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, girls, this morning. Amen. Amen. I said thank you, girls, but I forgot Jack was up here too, so I gotta thank Jack too. Don't want to leave him out. I sure appreciate their devotion to the church and helping get all this together this morning so that we can be able to come together as a church family. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to see everybody here and just worship together. You know, I know this is different, but can you guys hear me okay this morning? Is that better? Okay, I just want to make sure. Here, I'm losing my notes. Whoa! Now I have my sermon all backwards. Man, that's just a great example about endurance. That's what I want to talk to you this morning about is what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 18. And what we find is Paul here speaking. Paul says this, starting in verse 8 of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. He says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake so that His life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So that then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to Himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching the more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. Just let me speak it as you would want me to say the words this morning. Let them flow. Lord, just remove anything that may hinder me, Lord, from speaking your word. Just take it away right now. Lord, I just thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in 2 Corinthians, we find Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church about some of the hardships and trials that he and his co-workers were subjected to for the preaching of the gospel. And the words he speaks is, we are troubled on every side and yet not distressed. We are perplexed but not in despair. And we are persecuted but not forsaken. And we are cast down but not destroyed. And I think about the church today, how right now in this world is the church is kind of scattered in some way, and we're not able to do things like we normally would do. But what Paul is saying, no matter what trials and tribulation you're going through, no matter how far you get scattered, the church will always prevail. He's saying no matter what, you may be crushed, you may be persecuted, you may even feel like at times, and I know in my life there's times I felt like I was abandoned. That, you know, I was in despair. And I haven't gone through the things that Paul and some of the martyrs in our early Christian church went through. But I feel that way. Sometimes we have anxieties that come into our lives and sometimes we fall and break a hip. But even through that, the Lord is with you. Even in your despair, even in your trial that you're going through, no matter what, the Lord is with you. And that's what he's saying, even though I've been through all this. In saying this, Paul is teaching every Christian something they need to know. 2 Corinthians 16 through 17 says, therefore we do not despair, but even if our physical body is wearing away, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light suffering is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond comparison. Amen. And Paul is teaching us that what we suffer now can't be compared to the glory of heaven that awaits for us. You know, getting us to heaven is our number one priority. Amen. And in fact, he says that our suffering is light when compared to the weight or the load, the abundance, the imminence, the excellence of heaven. And but Paul says here that there are hardships and suffering. Now, I know we don't want to talk about that, but there's not one person here today that can doubt that we don't go through stuff here on this earth. We go through hardships. We go through trials. We go through things in life that we don't understand. And Paul is saying right here, even though that in preaching the gospel and in life in general, things are going to happen. In 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, Paul says to the Corinthian Christians, he is criticizing them for putting up with false teachers who were questioning Paul's ministry. And these false teachers were questioning Paul's authority, saying that he wasn't qualified, that he wasn't an apostle, and that he didn't speak eloquently like they wanted to hear. They said his words were weak. They were saying that Paul hadn't really accomplished much for the gospel, and Paul says, wait a minute. Let me tell you, I'm not going to boast here, but let me tell you what I've been through. And Paul talks through their accusations and their lies, and he begins to tell them. He makes a word like this word buffets me. And that word buffet means to be hit or punched in the translation. And the Bible says that he prayed to God about this, and hang on, that's the wrong page. All right, I got it. Sorry. The wind blew my pages all out of order here. It says, Paul says this to the Corinthian church. He said he suffered. He said, 5 times I was whipped. 39 lashes each time. 3 times he was beaten with clubs. You just think about getting beat with a baseball bat. It says once he was stoned. 3 times he was shipwrecked. He faced danger from rivers and robbers and people he knew and people that he didn't know. Does that sound familiar? In a city, in a country from believers who turned out to be false friends. He has been without sleep. He's been hungry and he's been thirsty and he's been overwhelmed with anxiety for the churches that were in his care. This is what Paul went through. The man had a heavy load to bear. When you read these verses, they're not exactly promoting a victory or shouting. The picture that we get here is of a Christian man, a man of God, suffering, enduring from heavy things for the gospel of Jesus. And I think sometimes we think that being a Christian is just easy, and it ought to be easy, but it's not always that way. Jesus said, you will suffer. You will be persecuted. These things will come. You will go through trials in your life that you don't understand. You will deal with anxiety, and you will be rejected by your friends for believing in me and serving me. Well, Paul was teaching us something very basic here, that we're all going to face some hard things and we're all going to be tested. And where our faith is going to be tested, our faith is going to be moved, but guess what? We are still moving forward to get where we're going. And we have to remember that according to 2 Corinthians 4:17, the place where we're trying to get to is the glory of heaven. That's our priority. None of this matters. This is just temporary right here. What matters is what we're going to see when we cross into heaven. When we cross into that glory land, that's what matters. As Paul is teaching us that we're not always going to come out on top. We're not always going to win every battle. And I say this because there's a book I've been reading. I shared this last night with the Bible study. It's called The Fox's Book of Martyrs, and it lists all the martyrs of the church that went through the years. Some of them were drugged through the streets, and they were beat, they were killed by sword, they were beheaded. And I'm not just talking about one or two, I'm talking about thousands of believers. They were put in the arenas where they were torn apart by lions, just for the pleasure of the pagans and the Roman citizens, just because they believed in Jesus Christ. And I think about how this event that's going on right now in our nation, and we you know, we're so down in the dumps and we're dealing with all this anxiety, but yet he's like, this is no big deal. Jesus told Peter, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Why he said that is, no matter, you're going to go through all these things in your life, and the church is still going to grow, and the church is still going to move forward, and my church is going to win in the end. There are some key words here that I want to pull out of here. In verse 23 of chapter 11, Paul says, in labors more abundant, I have worked much harder. In verse 26, he says, in journeying often, I have been constantly on the move. And what we see here is that even in the middle of hardships and suffering, Paul continued to work harder and harder than ever before. He knew what the end result was going to be. We see that even though he went through times of suffering, Paul continued to be constantly on the move. This shows us that though he suffered many things, he endured and never stopped moving forward. Paul was able to take severe beatings and yet continued to move forward. He was able to endure intolerable conditions in prison and still continue to work hard. It's not hard. You know, I read a thing about Rocky Balboa. You guys remember Rocky? Rocky said, you know, it's not how hard you can hit, but it's about how hard you can be hit and still keep going. And I think that's how we got to remember how life is here. That's how life is here. We're all going to have to go through trials. And I've seen Christians get hit and go down and stay down and miss or lose their destiny. But I've also seen Christians get hit and go down and stay strong in their faith and continue to preach the word no matter what. No matter what happened in their life, they continue the faith. Every Christian will face trials, and that's a fact. And whether it's the gospel related or just the trials of life, doesn't matter. The point is that we're all going to face trials. Jesus said in John 16:33, In the world you shall have tribulation, trouble, affliction and anguish, burdens and pressure. Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples, calling on them to continue in their faith, and that through much tribulation we must enter into the kingdom of God. Christianity is not about what you can get, but it's about what you can endure. Because there are going to be times when you're going to experience something heavy in your life, something that you don't understand and something that you think you can't handle. There are going to be those times. There are going to be times of pressure and trouble and affliction and anguish. And it's here, right here, right here on this earth. How you respond determines the blessing of God upon your life. And it's like I said when Rocky said, it's not about how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit and still move forward. In James 1, 2, and 4, it says this, my brothers and sisters, consider it nothing but joy when you fall into all sorts of trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect effect, so that you will be perfected and complete, not deficient in anything. Colossians 1:11 and 12 says, you are being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy, and might thank the Father who has enabled us to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. Believe it or not, there is something powerful you experience when you endure things in your life. When you overcome it, and you can say, I kept the faith. James 5:11 says, brothers and sisters, follow the example of the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. They were patient when they suffered unjustly. We consider those who endure to be blessed. You have heard about Job's endurance. You saw that the Lord ended Job's suffering because the Lord is compassionate and merciful. We all know what happened to Job. In the end, he was twice blessed for enduring all that he had suffered. And Job was restored. In Job 42, it says, the Lord restored what Job had lost after he prayed for his friends, and the Lord doubled all that he had belonged to Job. The Lord blessed the second part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 donkeys, and he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and their children to be a fourth generation. And so Job died old and full of his days because of his faith. He never left the faith. And Paul teaches us the same thing here today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12, Paul, he talks about it through this book, about all that he suffered for the gospel's sake. It sounds like he's boasting about his accomplishments. And I said before, he wasn't boasting. He was actually put in that position. And actually, he put his position where it forced him to boast. He boasts about his weakness because he knew that through weakness, sometimes powerful things happen. 2 Corinthians 11:30 says, I must boast. I will boast about the things that show my weakness. In chapter 12, he talks about how God showed him things that are unbelievable, the divine and heavenly things, so that he wouldn't become proud about what God had revealed to him. A thorn in the flesh was given him, and Paul called it in a message, a messenger of Satan that came to buffet him. But we see that even though Paul suffered through all that, he was constantly on the move. It didn't stop him. He just continued to go. And the Christian life is about enduring all things. Temptations, marital problems, family problems, financial problems. You know, God's not going to allow His people to crumble under the weight of problems. And those problems will come to you. They will. But it's how you endure through that. You'll come out on top if you just keep the faith and keep trusting in the Lord. And no matter what anybody says around you, they may criticize you and they may say, well, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? And you can say, I know I'm not going to deny my Christ. I'm going to stick with Him because I know that God is going to see me through this trial. Amen? It doesn't matter what goes on, what happens to you, it's what happens in the end. When God can look at you and say, hey, I watched what you went through and you kept the faith. And now I'm going to call you my good and faithful servant. You endured it. Welcome. Come on in and enjoy the glories of heaven. Amen. You know, in the end, when the smoke is cleared and the fight is over, Paul was blessed beyond all measure. And Paul says this in, in 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the course. I have kept the faith, and now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but also to all of those who love His appearing. The crown of righteousness, the mark of royalty, the victorious prize, the eternal blessings, heaven for all who endure and finish this race. Remember, it's not as hard as you think. And remember this, it's not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit and still move forward for Jesus Christ. I know this church has gone through a lot, but I look at this crowd this morning and I know that we are willing to endure it. We are willing to go through trials and tribulation, and but we're willing not to lose the faith. This church is going to grow through this. I know that God is going to bless His church because the church always prevails. Amen. I thank you guys for coming this morning. Lord bless each and every one of you. Keep the faith. Keep strong in your faith. Keep preaching Jesus. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as I close this morning, Lord, I just pray a special blessing upon each and every person that's here this morning. I know there are many who are going through things in their life, struggles and trials that they don't understand. Lord, but I know that You'll bless them for that when they endure through it and keep the faith. And Lord, I know this is just temporary. This is just momentary. But one day when we see You face to face, we'll understand it all, Lord, when we receive the prize. Lord, I just thank You. I praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.